The goal of this shiur is to provide the basis for Rav Moshe Feinstein's psak regarding general parameters of end-of-life issues. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes a whole host of tshuvos to various challenging end-of-life questions in Choshe Mishpat, Chelek Bey, Siman Ayin Gimel, to a bunch of doctors. I think he wrote this in 1982. The doctors were Dr. Rav Naftali Zev Ringel and Dr. Yoel Yakubovich. And the question I want to focus on today is, Im yesh cholim she'ein litein lahem trufos la'arachas chayehem. Are there sick people for which there is no obligation, or I would say even more than that, that one should not provide them medications to lengthen their lives? So Rav Moshe Feinstein begins by discussing the Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Kuf Dalet, Be'uvda de Ptiraso Shel Rebbe, at the time when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was about to die. And there the Gemara states, the Bo Rabbanan Rachamei, and that the rabbis were wanted, daven for him, prayed for him, that he should feel better, that he should become healed. And v'ho'ila tfilasam shlo yamus avalo sheyus rape. So the way Rav Moshe describes this Gemara is that their prayers were effective to the extent that he did not die, but Rabbi Yonasi was not healed. Uchshirasam amsei the Rebbe shekam itzdar tuva amar yihiratzin sheyakofu al yonim es hatachtonim. And when the housekeeper of Rebbe saw how much Rebbe was suffering, she said, may it be the will of God that the prayers of the upper level, i.e. the heavenly angels who wanted to take Rebbe's neshama away, essentially to kill him, they should be more successful than the prayers of those down below, the Rabbanan, who are praying for him to live. So it seems that the rabbis who were praying for him were preventing the Malach HaMavis, as it were, to the angel of death, from killing Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. But v'lo havashtik shatke rabbanim milaboy rachmei. So the rabbis did not desist from praying, from asking for rachamim, for mercy, to save Rebbe's life. I guess they're holding like a prayer vigil. They're in the bottom of his, let's say, around his house. They're coming to pray by his house, and they wouldn't stop praying. So what did she do? So the maidservant, Shaklakuza Shaja Biigwalara, she took a clod of dirt and she threw it from the roof to the ground. Ishtikevi Rachmei, and for that moment, the rabbis were distracted. They stopped praying. Vinach Nafshi the Rabbi. At that moment, the angel of death swooped out, as it were, and Rabbi died. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that this Gemara teaches us, she'ika lifam shetzarech lispalo al ha'odim kishem itzdar. There are times that it's appropriate to pray for someone when he is suffering. Ve'ein mo'ili minei refuos derapposo, as long as there are no medications that can heal him anymore. But tfilo she'yisrapi lo niskablu, and the prayers to heal him have not been accepted. If you see that's the case, then tzarich lispal av shiyamos. It's not simply that you don't have to pray anymore to save him, but just the opposite. You need to pray that he should die. It's appropriate to pray that he should die. It's an act of chesed in this instance to want the person to die. And his proof was from the Amsei de Rebbe, this housekeeper of Rebbe, that she was a chachma b'dinei Torah. She was a scholar in Dinei Torah, and in fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein cites the Ran in Nedarim in Daf Mem, and the Ran explains the Gemara of Rav Dimi, who says, "Kol she'ino mevaker chola ein mevakish olav rachmim lo sheyichya velo sheyamus." So there, the Ran in Nedarim essentially states that anyone who does not visit the sick, does not plead for mercy for the sick person, neither that he will live nor that he will die. And there's failure to visit the sick, renders your prayers less effective. And what the Gemara here says, and the Ran points out that based on this, what did the Gemara say? That someone doesn't visit the sick. He doesn't say that he's not mevakesh alav rachamim sheyichya. Doesn't simply say that someone who doesn't visit the sick will not plead for mercy for him that he should live. It also says that he also won't pray for him that he should die. In other words, someone who visits the sick has greater potential for his prayers to be heard, or maybe he'll feel much closer to the person who's sick, so he'll pray for him. But the Gemara seems to say that he will pray either that he will live or that he will die. What does it mean that he will pray that he will die? So the point is that the Ran writes that sometimes you need to pray for mercy on a sick person, about a sick person, that he should die. And what's an example? For example, if the sick person is suffering from his sickness so much, and he said he can't live anymore, it's he can't live in this condition. And the Ran brings our Gemara and Ksuvos of the story of the housekeeper of Rebbe, who prayed that Rebbe should die, as a support for the Ran's position. Most of the time, when you pray for a sick person, Ruba the Ruba Palmim says, Ramoshi, you pray the person should live. And someone who doesn't visit him, so, you know, he can't be as effective in terms of his prayers. That's the point of the Gemara. But the Ran, Mevi Ladina, Hadi, Spala, Amse, the Rebbe, Levasov, Kisharos, Atsari, the Rebbe, Tuva, Utfilos, the Rabbanon, Lo, Miskablos, Leraposo, Legamri. Vaflo lahaka yisurav elashiyichya kamo shehubi yisurav, says Rav Moshe. The Ran brings lahalacha lamaisa, that which the Rebbe's housekeeper prayed when she saw at the end the suffering of Rebbe, and the tefillos of the rabbis were insufficient that he should be healed completely, and not even to alleviate his suffering, but they only assisted so that he can continue living in his suffering. And says, and the Ran explains, halacha lamaisa, that this is exactly what Rav Dimi is saying, that sometimes, lifamim tzarech ha-mevakeh lispal shiyamu, sometimes you, the mevakeh, the one who's sick, needs to pray that the person should die, kishiroim she'iyav shalachola shi'ichya v'yech li'yisur. When they see that the chola can't live normally, that he can't recover, and he's just going to simply continue with his yisurim, with his suffering. And from this, Rav Moshe Feinstein concludes that in a situation, she'arofim makirim she'iyav shalolis rapos velichios, that when the doctors recognize that a person cannot, he's in a terminally ill situation, cannot reverse his condition, va'af lo she'ichya kamoshu chole below yisurim, and he can only live like he currently is with suffering. He can't live the way he is without any suffering. And aval efshar litin lo sami refu laharich yomim kol shenimtza ata biyisurim. It's if in a situation where it's possible to give him some medication to lengthen his days, like he is now in a state of suffering, ein litin lo minei refuos. Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't write that there's an option and you don't have to give him medication. He writes that you're not allowed to. You shouldn't. Let me be very clear. The Lashon is ein litein. You shouldn't give any types of medication. Ele yanichum kamo shehem, but leave him as is. He does write, though, just to be clear, that litein lahem sami refua sheyamus al zeh, v'chein lasos eze peula sheyigrom lekatzer afil lerega achas hu b'chashiva shofech damim. If you were to give this patient medication that he would die as a result of the medication, or to do some kind of action that will cause him to shorten his life even for a moment, that's considered shofech damim. That's considered murder. You're spilling innocent blood. Ela sheyu b'shev al taise. You can simply, but you should simply not act. And then Rav Moshe concludes and he says, if there are medications that will ease his suffering and won't shorten his life, then you should do this. So what emerges is that this is a very important halacha. This is a very important tshuva, which really presents to us or Moshe's overall position when it comes to end-of-life issues, which is, if someone's in a terminally ill situation and E.F. Charlie Srapos, in their normal conditions, the doctors have tried, he will not be in a state, it's a non-treatable disease. Additionally, he is suffering greatly, like the case of Rebbe, he's in a state of suffering. So then, Moshe says that if any further treatment will only prolong this situation and will simply, the situation is one where he is suffering, Moshe finds it is of the view that it's more of a chesed not to treat him. Shev al tasa, don't treat him. Because more of, and indeed it would be a chesed to pray that he should die rather than to see him suffer like this. Other poskim disagreed with Ramosha, but this is Ramosha Feinstein's position. But let me be clear, Ramosha Feinstein very emphatically states that to do a positive action, to perform an action to shorten his life, that would be forbidden. Sheva al tasa, to refrain from action, that is not only allowed, but that is recommended by Rav Moshe Feinstein if it's a terminally ill situation that cannot be reversed. And additionally, the person is suffering greatly, physically, greatly suffering, and any type of medical treatment will only prolong this state of suffering.